Raiders prevail, officials reports, and thorns and roses. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The number of state championship banners in the gymnasium at Flushing High School just doubled over the past weekend from 1 to 2. The Raiders captured just a school second MHSAA title on Saturday, defeating East Kentwood in the Class A girls basketball title game. Flushing pulled away in the second half of this one after knocking off defending champion Warren Cousineau in the semifinals. And after the title game, how does that new banner in the gym feel right now?
It means the world. We have one banner in this regard, and it was how many years ago? I don't know. I mean, we congratulate them, but it's nice to have another banner, and it's nice that it's recent. I'm going to have to come back like every day just to look at it.
Yeah. Rihanna Perry, who had a double-double in the game to pace Flushing. You can read more about last weekend's girls basketball finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Maddie Clark and J.C. Berger of Pittsford, who combined for 56 points as the Panthers made it two straight Class D titles with a win over Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary at the girls basketball finals on Saturday. The foundation for activity is the warm-up. The old sit-and-stretch method has been replaced with a dynamic warm-up of actively working muscles and joints. Save the stretching for afterwards for best results. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the ways officials provide feedback on the games they work is through an online officials report form process, where officials provide the MHSAA office and the schools involved follow-up information whenever odd or unusual things take place. The form can be used to report praise for a school, and it can also be used for concerns, everything from a sportsmanship concern to an equipment or facility problem that might need some further attention. The form is also used on those few occasions where ejections from games occur. Schools which receive no negative officials reports are annually sent a congratulatory letter from the MHSAA, and last year over 250 schools were so recognized.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. I thought I'd end today with a few thorns and roses, not to be confused with Guns N' Roses, from this past weekend's girls' basketball finals. First, thorns for those spectators, if you can call them that, who spend entire games loudly hurling instructions towards players and criticism towards coaches and officials. Do you really think the kids are tuned into you? Do you not think that they're embarrassed by your actions? And don't you wonder why no one sits next to you? And thorns in advance to those who will be wasting their energy and their vocal cords and my eardrums this weekend during the boys' finals. And roses to the girls' basketball team at Pauoma Westphalia High School. The Pirates came up just short on the scoreboard Saturday in the Class C title game, but they get the big bouquet for their pregame display during the national anthem. Straight line across the free throw line, standing at attention, hands over their hearts. None of this swaying back and forth, swinging their arms, and basically killing time waiting for the game to start. Nothing but pure respect for our country, for the moment, and for the game from the Pirates. They're certainly doing something right in that little school up on the Clinton-Ionia county line. Our winter sports season wraps up the weekend with the final round of the boys' basketball tournament. You can watch all of the quarterfinal and semifinal games live on MHSAA.tv, listen to the semifinals and finals on the MHSAA network, and watch Saturday's championship games live on Fox Sports Detroit. And if you're coming to East Lansing, be sure to check out the March Magic Hoop Fest at Jennison Fieldhouse. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.